He held the politician's hand as he would the hand of a small child. And the politician, who just moments before had appeared hard and impenetrable, suddenly appeared to visibly soften, suddenly seemed to become more human. While this was taking place, I was chatting with the chief State Department security agent in charge of the Dalai Lama's security. He had been assigned the same duty on some of the Dalai Lama's previous visits to the U.S., and told me that providing security for him was his favorite assignment, not only because, unlike some of the other diplomats who wanted to go to discos until 3 in the morning, the Dalai Lama was in bed each night by 9, but also because he had a genuine admiration for him. He explained, "I'm not a Buddhist, of course, but the Dalai Lama really has inspired me." "In what way?" I asked. "I guess the main thing is that I've noticed that he likes to talk with the drivers, the janitors and waiters, the service staff wherever he goes, and he treats everybody just the same." There was no place that this was more evident than what I had just witnessed here at the Capitol. He treated all with equal respect. There was no difference between how the Dalai Lama treated the food server and the Senate Majority Leader. His demeanor, his bearing, his speech, and his behavior were always exactly the same, whether he was speaking to the maid in the hotel, the driver on the way to a reception, or the top politicians in the U.S. So here was the answer. Since he had no need for pretense, for acting a certain way in public or while at work and another way in private, and could just be himself wherever he went, this made his work seem effortless. Of course, most of us have a long way to go before reaching that level of integration, but the more that we can reduce the gap between who we are and what we do, the more effortless our work will become.